Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Some mornings we just read the text messages as they are written to us. This one reads, and you can text us at 601-207-4478, 601-207-4478. Brent Littlefield is quite literally, or rather, Brent Littlefield quite literally just explained exactly why I am voting for Ben Midgley, and almost word for word, repeated what I have said numerous times. And this person writes to us, what a class act Brent is. Wow. Love listening to someone with intelligence and common sense, TY. Did you send that to us?
I did not send that.
Did you send that to us?
I think maybe Paul Wolf did.
Maybe. Anyway. How do you size up the Democrats running for governor here in the state of Maine?
Well, I think it's more of the same. I mean, if you want more of the same and a tripling down of what Janet Mills has done, you can vote for these Democrats. I mean, really, if you believe in that, if you believe that Maine should be a magnet for illegal immigration, vote for one of the Democrats for governor. If you believe that the state budget should continue to explode because you want to pay more in taxes, you want to pay more in taxes for less services that actually benefit you, please vote for a Democrat for government. Can I make an ad right now? Maybe put some music behind it. If you want a worse quality of life, please vote for a Democrat for governor of Maine.
Let me turn on the sarcasm filter for that. How do you sum up the rest of the Republicans running for governor?
Well, I don't want to disparage a bunch of people that are running. I think that, you know, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses that are running for governor, Maine on the Republican side. You know, clearly, I mean, I've said it earlier in the air, Bobby Charles has been falsely attacking Ben Midgley. He was already caught and admitted they falsely attacked Garrett Mason. Actually had to take a website down. There's actually a website out there running right now attacking Ben Midgley with no paid for by disclaimer on it, by the way. I just let everybody know that this and with a bunch of literally it's false information. So, you know, I guess we're in that silly season right now. I've always said that. I teach campaign classes to people nationally, all over the place. I always say, I've never had to lie to win an election. Never had to lie to win an election. And I don't believe in it. But I don't want to disparage. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses. You know, Jonathan Bush has got a lot of energy, high energy guy. I really do believe he's passionate about Maine. He's got obviously issues in his past that I think would be very difficult to overcome in the November election. Bobby and Garrett are both lobbyists. We've obviously taken issue with that. Don't think that the voters in November would want to elect somebody that's a lobbyist. But generally speaking, I do think all the candidates have a concern for the state of Maine.
That said, if there is a Republican listening that really wants to, and I know you're working for Ben, but I will ask you to take off that hat just for a moment and look as a guy that was born in a state that I know you love, that has honestly continually seen it go downhill past 8 years. What's the best scenario for a Republican to win the Blaine House?
Well, I mean, I am biased on that, right?
I mean,
and I won't get involved in a campaign in Maine unless I can see a path to victory to November, because it's just too much work. It's too much effort to go through a primary to not be able to win an event. I mean, and you can't win every time. Sometimes there's national atmospherics that make it very, very difficult to win. And that's not just in Maine. That happens in other states, too. And I always say I get blamed for things I didn't do, and I get credit for things I didn't do. You know, so you have to live and die by the sword, as the old phrase goes. But I think that, you know, in order to win in Maine, you need a phenomenal turnout in the rural parts of Maine to turn out for the Republican candidate. I mentioned Jason Savage before, the executive director of the Maine GOP, something he and I have worked on for years. You have to have a phenomenal turnout of Republicans in the rural parts of Maine. And then you have to be able to hold your own, really what we'll say the first district, because it's easier to look at it that way, right? Shelley Pingree's district. You have to be able to hold your own there. And I think that, again, that's part of the reason I'm working with Ben Midgley is that he's from that area. He was raised in York County. He knows that area. His family, you know, they're known in that area. And they've got a lot of friendships and knowledge of that area. And I think it's really critical to give us a shot at being able to win the election in November.
Have you heard about the Neighborhood Navigator program that exists? David Whitney was sitting in that one week ago, David Whitney was sitting in that chair telling us about it.
Yeah. David Whitney from the great Washington County. Look, Neighborhood Navigator, if you want to get involved in it, it's a brand new program from the Maine Republican Party. If you go to MaineGOP.com, I believe it is, MaineGOP.com, and you can sign up for Neighborhood Navigator. If you want to put a little work in, it's not a huge amount of work. You want to have some fun. By the way, the other thing is you have to have a little bit of fun with this stuff, because if you don't, it's going to stress you out and drive you crazy. You have a little bit of fun talking
to
your
neighbors.
Yeah. Sign up for Neighborhood Navigator, MaineGOP.com. Sign up.
Let me ask you the question I asked before the break, and that is my assertion that no one is coming to save us. We've got to save ourselves. And I think, yeah, J.D. Vance coming to town, this is great. May shine a spotlight. I'm not holding my breath that this visit will get the coverage and the message that many hope will be transmitted, will make it into the black and white of the Portland Press Herald or the Bangor Daily News, let alone some of the television stations, including News Center Maine, who actually their coverage has, Paul, I'm looking at you, because what are we seeing?
I've got it pulled up right now.
Other than an advisory.
I can only imagine.
And who wrote the paragraph about, by the way, everybody know, please, this is not a city-sanctioned event. This isn't a, who wrote that? Anybody recall who that was?
Are you looking for the News Center Maine, so Vance to visit Bangor Thursday as officials urge travelers to plan ahead.
They turned it into a travel advisory. Yes. I don't know if the media is going to play this the way that
let's just remember, the folks in the media, they're paying taxes too. And it's like, you know, and the other thing is, do they not care about people that actually need welfare benefits? When it's a hand up, not a handout, if you're actually trying to help somebody get off the system and improve their lives, which is what these programs are supposed to do they want the money wasted the way it's going? Do they actually support the fraud? Like, what is wrong with, why won't they just, and also, why won't they just give the information to the voter and let the voter make a choice?
That's why we have Informer Influence in about 15 minutes from right now on our program. It's a new feature. I don't know if you've heard it, but let us ask you this. If J.D. Vance is coming, and he's not going to save us, and I don't even know if we'll get the spotlight that it needs, are we going to be able to save ourselves?
Look, I agree with your assertion. You need help in D.C. because a lot of these programs are federally funded and administered by the states. Mm-hmm. So having a presidential administration that's focused on it is critical, rather than just shoveling the money out the door. Having members of Congress like Paula Page, who can try to make changes in the law to make it stronger and tougher, and to make sure that we try to cut down on fraud by giving the tools there and putting rules in place, is critical. And obviously, Paula Page knows welfare better than 99% of the population. He's going to do that. And then you need a governor and a state legislature who are actually going to make the changes in the state. And again, the funny thing about this is no one's saying let's end all support for people that need a hand up. No one's saying that. No one's saying that. What they're saying is let's get rid of the fraud. And let's make sure that it's a hand up, not just a handout with shoveling cash out the door. This is not a shocking thing. And that's why, again, I'm biased. You need a Republican who can win in November in the Republican primary for governor. And then you need to elect state legislators. You have to get out and vote. And by the way, don't complain. Don't call this program. Don't text this program. Don't call me. Don't email me and complain unless you're doing something about it.
A listener writes to us, they know who sent those pro Ben Littlefield text messages. It was John Wadsworth.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.